Hi everyone, my name is Merrick Chen and I'm here with Carrie Haughton McDonald, Branch Manager of Edmonton Transit Service, and Sarah Feldman, Director of Business Integration and Workforce Development at ETS. Today, we'll be chatting about our search for a new Director of Planning and Scheduling. Welcome, Carrie and Sarah. Thanks for hopping onto our podcast today. I think a good place to start is with an overview of both the role and the branch. Perhaps, Carrie, you could start us off by speaking about the mandate of Edmonton Transit Service, and Sarah, having previously held the position yourself, could you speak about how the director fits into this mandate?
Thanks, Merrick. I'd love to talk about ETS. We are a critical service for Edmontonians and connect people to jobs, healthcare, education, and other basic services. We're proud to contribute to the economic health and climate outcomes for the city. We provide more than 80 million rides per year across three different service areas. So the first one is conventional scheduled bus service. The second is conventional scheduled LRT service. And then we have our paratransit services delivered through DATS. In addition, we're implementing a revised transit network at the end of April and a two-year pilot project to introduce on-demand bus service for 37 neighborhoods and 16 seniors facilities. We have a 10-year transit strategy guiding our work, and we're in year four, so we're just approaching the midpoint for that plan. Our branch works with a lot of different partners, including areas like city planning, communications and engagement, as well as LRT expansion and renewal, just to name a few. We're building a service that is fast, reliable, safe, and convenient for Edmontonians. We're going through some major modernization projects, and I'm just so proud of our teams, and I'm really excited about what's to come. And with that, I will now turn it over to Sarah.
Thanks, Carrie. So this director plays a really central role in designing transit service to provide an attractive service for residents and all Edmontonians and reflecting the customer-oriented values of our transit strategy. And they need to do this while balancing the operational considerations and working really closely with all of the members of our management team as an interdependent whole. So the director also works with colleagues across the city of Edmonton to collectively advance our city building goals. They collaborate on the design of the long-term mass transit network, and they identify infrastructure requirements to support growth and renewal. Overall, I would say this director plays an important role in connecting and integrating. They understand the complexities of our transit system and how it functions, and they understand the broader City of Edmonton organization, and they use this knowledge to identify opportunities to advance our city's vision.
Thanks, Carrie and Sarah. Those were some great insights. Moving along, I believe one major ETS initiative that will soon be rolling out to Edmontonians is the bus network redesign. What role will the director play in ensuring the successful implementation of this redesign?
Thanks, Merrick. This is truly transformational change for Edmontonians and our staff. It's the first time the network has been redesigned in more than 20 years. And if we think about all the changes in Edmonton over that time period, a lot of people provided input into the plan and we're excited to deliver. The person in this role is really the champion and owner of the plan, the change management, and its implementation. The director steers the teams through the change management process and is really going to play a key role in monitoring how it's going and then leading us through that evaluation process needed in order to identify where further changes may be needed. The director is going to work with key stakeholders to help them navigate through all of these changes. They're going to have the full support of our management team, and we're all going to be in this together as this gets implemented.
And I'm sure the director will be involved in many other projects in addition to the bus network redesign. So I'm wondering, what are some of the key deliverables for the new director, Sarah?
Absolutely. While the bus network redesign and on-demand transit are two major projects for this portfolio, we have lots of other exciting pieces of work on the go. As Carrie mentioned, we're about halfway through our 10-year transit strategy, and we've been focused on a number of projects to modernize transit. With the recent approval of the city plan, this director will work with other business areas to advance planning and implementation of the mass transit network. And they will need to look at the performance of the new bus network and the mass transit plan to help build our annual service plan and inform our operating and capital budgets. And as you may have heard, Edmonton is actively expanding our LRT network, and we have a few major LRT projects underway. This director will be involved in planning around the opening of the Valley Line Southeast and will support the construction phase of the Valley Line West and the Metro Line extension. As part of planning for growth, this individual play a key role in developing strategies for expanding our fleet and our garage capacity, and for helping us move towards a zero emission bus fleet, which is really exciting. This role is also engaged in a lot of regional collaboration. We're pleased to be part transit service operators for several regional municipalities. And there's a newly formed Regional Transit Commission that's brought together the various transit agencies in the Edmonton metro region. So this director will help advise how the new regional transit network will integrate with ETS service. And the most important deliverable, I think, is really leading the team to help them continue to grow and adapt and help them keep abreast of industry best practice and continuously improve our processes. It's really a great group of dedicated and experienced transit professionals, and they will really benefit from a leader who can help them shine.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah. To wrap things up, I'd like to pick both of your brains on this final question. What does it take to be successful in this role?
Thanks, Merrick. I love that question. I'm really hoping to find someone who is courageous, a creative thinker, and an inspiring leader for the great teams in this section, and someone who can build those strong relationships across the organization and with our key stakeholders. Someone who's passionate about transportation and really understands our role in the community that we serve. Lastly, I'm looking for diverse perspectives, and I encourage candidates who bring a diverse lens to consider applying for that position. The city's a great place to work, and transit provides an opportunity to really make your mark and have an impact in improving the lives of Edmontonians.
And in addition to everything Carrie said, I just will emphasize one piece. This person is someone who is excellent at building relationships. They are able to listen and speak with empathy. They can integrate various diverse perspectives and find a path forward. They foster understanding across boundaries. They understand the collaborative nature of city building, and they find effective ways of partnering to move forward.
Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Carrie and Sarah, for the great discussion. To our listeners, if this opportunity is of interest to you, we encourage you to apply and look forward to reviewing your application.